Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Deep Matter Radio.
It's the 29th of August today, 2009. And we're just having a conversation about guilt, about how we feel guilt. And
some of us more than others.
Yeah.
One of us more than the other. Right?
So, we're just going to share some thoughts about guilt with you.
I was thinking in between when you said we should record this and when I was talking, and I thought similar to Joel's quotation about, like, the infamous Joel quotation about how regret drives his life or whatever, the regret and the swamp metaphors.
Yeah.
I was thinking that if I had to pick one verb that describes my life, it would be coping with a bunch of things, but largely guilt, like always feeling like what I'm doing is like wrong, or it's like negatively affecting someone in some way, and having to like deal with that and like figure out how I'm gonna like get over it or something, or move on. Because even like, and this, I think this is a big Deep Matter theme, right? Like unrequited love and stuff like that. So it's not just like, oh, I feel shit about like being so lonely or being so, I don't know, not having these feelings reciprocated, but also like I feel terrible that I can't tell this person, and I, because it will like affect them too much. And also like I feel guilty that I have these feelings for this person because it's probably affecting how like I interact with them, and it may be, it's like creating,
feel guilty about them?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest guilt I've ever heard.
I really do think, like, I feel like I'm the most like sensitive person in the world. And I mean, and by that I mean like sensitive to how other people like potentially may react to things or feel about things or just be affected by things. And like sometimes when I say this or tell people this, they say that there's like a certain arrogance in that, which there probably is, but there's like a certain arrogance in me assuming that like I'm so important or I'm so influential that my actions like affect other people that I even need to be concerned about that. But at the same time,
the stupidest ideas.
Well, at the same time, I feel like it's, I'm just like, because I feel I would be affected by these things.
It's just as arrogant to think that you don't affect other people and that you can do whatever you want and, like, not worry about other people.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have this, like, weird, like, it's like the golden rule or whatever, like, the do unto others as you would have them do to you. Like, I really view everyone else through, like, a, I guess a lens of, like, how I act or something. So I'm like, oh, I shouldn't do this or whatever because it could make them feel this way.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I just feel like I'm constantly guilty over everything. Like, I don't know. And I guess that feeds into regret and a whole bunch of other negative emotions.
I feel like I'm very rarely guilty, except when I am happy for some reason, I get really guilty, and I have this, like, it's mostly in my, I don't know, in the rare moment when I'm, like, really happy, like with relationship things or something like that, like, yeah, I feel like I don't deserve this, and, like, I'm gonna, I don't know, well, like, I shouldn't be so happy, like, like, what about all the other people in the world that are, like, how I used to be, like, not happy and stuff, and, like, I'm betraying that past self of loneliness and stuff, like.
What about earlier, before we started recording, when we talked about how, like, at social events or something, or if we're having, like, a successful, or I said if I was having a successful, like, social event, I often feel guilty about it because I feel like I feel like I'm having too much fun, and that like I'm hogging, like I'm just like gulping up the limelight or something, like having everyone like pay attention to me and just like undermining everything everyone says by like, oh, Chris is making one of his stupid bullshit jokes again. Do you, because you agreed when I first said that, but I don't know if you agreed with the reasoning that I had or the same motivations or whatever.
Yeah, I think I feel like that, like, whenever I'm doing too well socially, like, I feel like I'm, I'm, like, too, like, high up on the scale, and, like, I feel bad about it or something for some reason.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest, like, sources of guilt is when I get some kind of item that I really like, especially, like, a thing like a computer or something. Like, when I first bring it home, I'm so, like, excited about it and stuff, and then I feel really guilty about it. But it's not even really, like, about material wealth that I'm guilty, like, that I feel guilty about it, but it's just, like, happiness, like, about how happy I am. That I don't, you know, like, I'm too lucky or something to be this happy.
Keep talking, because I had something to say, but I can't remember what it was.
I'd be interested to hear about what readers
or listeners
say about these things, or listeners,
readers and listeners,
think about these things that we're saying. So feel free to contribute with an email directed to mail@deepmatter.com.
We should. When's the last time you checked that?
While
I check it every once in a while.
Months ago, probably.
I've checked it, like, I think a week ago.
Actually, yeah, maybe a few days ago, but then before that, like, months.
Oh, fuck, I can't remember what I was going to talk about. It was something to do with that social, the social guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I have this isn't what I wanted to say, I can't remember, but I have this thing when I'm in those situations where I feel like, I feel really smug all the time. Like, it's not, like, I don't feel smug, but, like, I feel as if I'm coming off as smug.
Me too.
I feel like, no, I don't think you ever come off as smug, but,
Well, I'm not saying I do, I'm saying I feel like I do.
Yeah, well, I can assure you, you don't.
Why? I don't?
No.
Kind of really weird.
You don't ever come off as smug, maybe, like, condescending or something like that, but not smug.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I have this, like, I don't know, this way of being or something where I feel like I want to punch myself in the face, like, so I can only imagine what other people are feeling, the rage that's probably boiling inside of them when I'm talking to them.
Reminds me of, like, Joel, like, what he says about himself.
Like, what specifically?
About how he hates his, like, voice, his, like, what was it?
I remember he thought he talked like a valley girl or something. I have that video where he, like, does an impression of himself. He didn't realize I was recording at the time. But yeah, like, I just feel guilty all the time, and it like eats away at me, and it's always like I feel like my life is just figuring out how to, like, rationalize that guilt, like, how to think, oh, it's not so bad or something, like, but you, like, reading and just having talked to you and knowing you and also reading some of the, if for our loyal readers out there, for reading some of the things you've said, like, you say you rarely feel guilt in general because you have this thing where you think, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, but I couldn't help it or whatever. So there's no need in feeling guilt or something. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Whenever, I feel like that, in times when when I feel guilty about something, I especially when I feel really guilty about something, I'll tell myself, that, like, it wasn't really, like, a choice, or, like, I couldn't have changed that, I couldn't have not done the thing that makes me feel guilty.
Isn't that really, like fatalistic? Aren't you almost like...
Well, I believe that.
I don't know.
Because it had to be like that. I feel like everything that happens had to happen.
What do you mean? Like, everything happens for a reason?
Everything, like scientific laws create everything. Like, there is no choice. Like, no, the choices we make have to have been chosen. I don't know.
So, like it's, but it's not it's a matter of a weird agreement. Form it's a of fact. Predeterminism. Well, it's not a fact.
No, obviously, it is a fact.
Okay, show me, like, one piece of, like, evidence for that.
Well, like, laws, like, rule everything.
There's
like,
no... What creates like, what all, rule, like, everything. What rule? Tell me a single rule that, like, dictates this.
What? Like, anything. Like, I don't know, like,
the laws like that exist brains, are like, laws of gravity and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other rules that, like...
There is no... You can't... No, but you can't... I feel if there's a rule, if there's something, in my mind, if something's scientific, to boil something down to its scientific evidence, it has to be like observable, and it has to be repeatable, predictable, and repeatable.
Mm.
But human behavior isn't like that at all. You can't like
yeah, because it's too complex or whatever.
Yeah, so that exactly. So I don't think you can boil it down to any rules, and thus I don't think things have to happen, like. No. If I don't do something,
I can't imagine how like I can't imagine not seeing it that way. Like it doesn't make any sense that people don't see it that way.
No, I don't. So
it's like insane to not see it that way.
No, it doesn't make. So for example, those words you just said, you don't think you ever had the opportunity to say any other no,
like,
word.
All the like experiences of my life up until this very point have made me say that. Like, what you are saying, like, this is how I react to everything. Like, and biological, like, things.
Oops, I think you meant illogical.
And situational things and everything has led me to do everything that I do.
No, it's obviously shaped your personality, shaped your behavior, shaped your mannerisms, but it doesn't dictate everything. No,
it's like we see it as if, like, I can do this or that, but we can imagine other things. But
I think we're constrained in our choices, but I don't think we have no choice whatsoever. Like, even at the most base level, we have choice. Like, if I, like, for example, I was telling...
How do you know that? That's, like, literally...
How do you know not? Like you don't know it. We can't defend either side, but...
Well, we can defend, but we can't know for sure.
Well, yeah, we can't argue with, like, a certain... fact-based or whatever thing on our side, yeah, but
because there's no.
But for instance, like earlier when I was on the subway and I was telling Alexander this when I first arrived at his apartment today, that I recognized someone on the subway from high school, and I didn't really know her. Like I knew her somewhat, but I didn't know if she'd recognize me. But like, it felt really awkward, and I wondered if I should say something or whatever. And like I didn't say anything. Obviously, I'm sure as everyone could have guessed, but. I could have. Like, I don't think that precludes me from having been able to.
No, you couldn't have. Because you would never do that. So, therefore, you couldn't have done it.
But I don't think I...
That's how I see it.
I have a general way of being, but I don't think that precludes me from ever being able to, like, step outside that.
You're physically able to. Like, your body can move over there, and your voice can... But you weren't mentally able. Like, you would never
do
that.
No, I feel like I could.
There was a block there. No, I feel like... You could never, ever do it. In that exact position...
1,000 times.
In that exact position, on the subway, like, with nothing else changed, you could never have gotten up and went and talked to her. I'm sure of it.
I bet I could.
No, you couldn't. What would have changed that would make you get up and, like...
Like, the sense of shame at a particular moment would have just been a slight bit more or something. Because I feel like... Yeah, that's a weird thing. I feel shame... It's more of a motivator to do things than... Well, I guess that makes sense. Than not. Like, I don't know. What do you think of that statement?
Shame?
Yeah, or like the...
Well, why would you be ashamed to...
Because, I don't know. Because I can't be social. I can't be friendly. I can't, like, have the basic... I don't have the basic ability to...
I don't feel shame for them.
I do. But don't you wish... And you do wish that... Everyone, and yourself included, could be more, like, social. Could, like, be friendly with other people. I feel shit that I can't. Or that I rarely can.
But not really people that I have no interest in. I don't really care about them.
I don't know. I feel like it would be better if it was with everyone, regardless if you had an interest in them or not. Because if it's only people you have interest in, then what's the point? Because it just becomes this really closed off... exclusionary thing.
Yeah, perfect.
Stupid. Yeah, I agree, it's stupid. Perfectly.
I'm talking about deep matter.
Perfect in that in its stupidity. Yeah, I guess it does capture the essence of idiocy.
Talking deep matter radio.
Yeah, distilled Stupidity. Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment. All right. Word accepted. Good job, buddy. You like that one?
I don't know, audience, are you going to respond?
I didn't know you. Excuse Alexander, he seems to be confusing his himself for
get
you.
Get off Skype. What are you doing on Skype again? We're doing a radio episode.
Christopher Russell's in Alberta. I don't know how you know what he's doing at the moment. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. I don't remember where we were.
I think we're talking about your idiocy. So what were
Joel's and Pickering
we
right
now. As we're saying. So yeah, what were we saying right before the... Actually, I wanted to say one more thing about the guilt thing. About when I'm happy, I feel guilt. I feel like it's not going to last. Like, this happiness is too much to last, and it can't be true. And this must be, like a fleeting thing, and then, there's going to be a bomb that explodes in this, computer that I'm bringing home, and then I'll die or something. Or some crazy shit will happen. Or that, I'll lose the person that means so much to me or something like that. Like there's always this, thing in the back of my mind, preventing me from really appreciating the moment completely because I'm so, worried about how happy I am or whatever.
I think that takes us...
And, yeah, that's sorry. The thing that you're saying.
Well, that takes us into, another thing that we've talked about before about how I can never enjoy a moment because I'm always, I'm worried about, the conclusion of that moment. So say I'm, having a conversation with someone, and it's going well. Say it's with, a woman I'm interested in or something, and the conversation's going well. I can't enjoy, oh, this is a good conversation, because, my mind is, pounding with, how is this going to end? Oh, is it going to be really awkward saying goodbye? Is it going to eventually, deteriorate into, awkward silence or something? So I can't enjoy that. And then... So I then think of okay, I have to exit this conversation as soon as possible. I have to end on a high note. That's the main goal. So when I'm enjoying something, the goal then becomes to end that enjoyment as quickly as possible because I have to capture that. I don't know. It has to go. I'm not articulating this well, obviously, but I have to end positively. Yeah. That becomes, the primary concern. So I have to, end whatever I'm doing. Okay, I gotta bow gracefully right now. Instead of, okay, let's just enjoy this. Mm-hmm. So every moment, any enjoyment becomes a matter of, okay, I'm enjoying this. Time for it to end. Yeah. And then, moving on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are, I guess, the theme of this radio show can be how, we, or maybe me in particular, can't enjoy anything ever. How happiness is, her true happiness is forever elusive.
I find it really strange, especially that you feel guilty about liking someone. You want to elaborate a bit?
Well, and I think it's highlighted in a key distinction between us, which I'm hoping we put in one of the new issues of Deep Matter, how I've never revealed to any of my, interest, my unrequited interest, that I've liked them, whereas you have to almost all of them. And it's because I feel there's a really great deal of selfishness in revealing to someone that you like them, because it puts such a burden on the other person, to know that and to have to deal with that knowledge and interactions and how they act with you.
I feel like it's more unintentionally selfish of them to leave the burden on the person who's suffering in the situation, which is myself, or the person who's feeling those feelings with no with no reciprocation. I feel like that definitely justifies any tiny pressure they might feel. I can't see those as at all comparable, those,
but how
two amounts of suffering or
but what if you think it doesn't
the pressure of knowing that someone likes you, like, I wouldn't give a shit compared to, like, but liking there's the person.
I guess you have been on the other side, but you've never had a major thing.
It's nothing compared to, like,
but I would,
being the person, and if it would help them to reveal it, then
well,
they should do that.
Maybe, but I think this ties into what I've said earlier about how I view everyone, or to a certain extent, through how I react to things. So I feel if someone, like, in the impossible position that someone liked me and I didn't, like them back at all, I would feel super guilty about anything I said, anytime I was, like, friendly or funny with them that could possibly be misread or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I would feel absolutely terrible, and I feel so self-conscious of all my, like, the way I talked and everything like that. And I wouldn't, therefore, I would feel really guilty about putting that upon someone else.
I feel like other people wouldn't care or something. Like,
well,
I feel like you and I would or something, but
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly would feel like shit.
It's just, and it just, I don't know, it seems like such a, especially if you know something's probably not going to work out, if the feelings aren't going to be reciprocated, then, so you have a pretty good friendship with someone, and you don't, so if you reveal that, though, it can make things super awkward.
Mm.
Is it really worth revealing that and jeopardizing the friendship just so you can feel better, or a little bit better, that you've at least said something? Like, isn't that somewhat of a selfish act? Like, jeopardizing a friendship just because you feel like you need to let this out?
I don't think it would end the friendship. It would make it a bit weird at first.
Well, it varies case by case, I would imagine, but I think in many cases it, or maybe it doesn't end it, but it fundamentally. Okay, well, maybe that's an exaggeration.
Like,
I would, in many cases, I think it would fundamentally, like, alter it. Like, really, yeah, like, shake its foundation or completely change the way you interact with the person and whatnot.
I suppose with me, like, I couldn't, like, handle it. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't talk to the person anymore. Almost. Like, yeah, like, there's something about someone liking me and not liking them back that I find really uncomfortable.
Exactly. So,
but I feel like I'm the minority for some reason. Like, but maybe I'm not.
I don't know either. Ladies, if you want to let us know, or men.
Again,
mail@
deepmatter.com.
mail@deepmatter. Yeah, I don't know. You know what would be nice? If people, like, recorded, they can use their own computers and just record little clips, and we could play them on, like, a subsequent radio show.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's a good idea. Just use your, like, I bet a lot of you have built-in microphones in your computer. So,
maybe we should conclude this, episode.
All right.
We have a good time.
23 minutes?
Yeah.
So we acknowledge the fact that there's been a big gap between
radio episodes.
Yeah, so we'll try to be a bit more on the ball now.
Yeah. I guess we had a summer break.
Yeah, summer, and also from writing the Deep Matter zines as well, but break is over.
Our greatest apologies for especially the print delay.
Yeah, that's our most regrettable error.
So we hope you enjoy this, and we hope you noticed the gap between the radio episodes, but we expect that you didn't. So to you, it might be, it might seem like yesterday that we released the last one, but anyway, it wasn't yesterday. So thank you for listening, everyone.
Yep. We'll see you tonight probably.
Tonight.
Bye.
Yeah. We'll see you tonight.